Well, folks, there's a huge race in the Missouri State Senate, actually two of them around the state, and probably more than that, but two that we're really focusing on. One is over in the Manchester area, the Andrew Koenig seat that my colleague Elisa Nelson has profiled. The other big one that I've been watching closely is a race here in mid-Missouri, and it's Boone and Cooper counties in the Missouri State Senate. That seat is occupied by Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden of Columbia. He's being challenged by former State Representative Judy Baker of Columbia. Senator Rowden, kind enough to give me a few minutes, and I'll talk tomorrow to Representative Baker. Senator, appreciate your time. First of all, your thoughts on the race, and if reelected, what would your top priorities be?
Yeah, I mean, the race is, it's been an interesting one for me. We've had probably the toughest one that I've had out of my four that I've been in. You know, we've had some crazy things happen. You know, people following us, text messages claiming to be me, and a whole host of other kind of random weird things that have been documented. So it's been a tough race, but we're trucking forward. You know, we feel good about where we're at. Priorities for me are what they've always been. I mean, I think, you know, being the Senate Majority Leader, you know, gives me the chance to really have an outsized role in impacting the agenda. And so, you know, for me, that's making sure that we find a way to get past COVID, trying to find a way to, you know, make sure that small businesses have what they need on the back end of COVID. We know that's going to be a challenge. Try to figure out and make sure the budget situation is stable so that we can continue to fund our priorities, K-12, higher education, workforce, et cetera. And then, you know, for me specifically, sticking up from Mizzou, making sure that as we work to implement the expansion of Medicaid and the inevitable dollars that are going to have to be found to fund that, to make sure that it doesn't come from Mizzou. I mean, I think that's a reality that is staring us straight in the face, and there really is only one person in the race who has any ability to you know, keep that from being a problem for the state's flagship university. And so those are some of the things we'll be working on, and hopefully in 2021.
Senator Caleb Rowden, again, kind enough to give us a few minutes. Transportation's a huge issue in your district. You worked on this issue with Pro Tem Schatz about the Roachport Bridge. How big is that?
It's huge. I mean, literally, it's the mechanism that connects the two counties in my district, and it's something that, you know, we had heard everybody had heard the rumors and seen the stories about 8-hour delays on I-70 if we didn't find that funding, and so to be able to get it done and to do it in a way that, you know, it doesn't cost the state a whole lot. You know, obviously we're on the hook for the bonding proposal, and then a lot of the federal money that came in to help offset that was a best case scenario all the way around. And so, you know, there were a lot of people involved in that, and it is a generational game changer for mid-Missouri, no doubt about it.
Senator, final question, then I'll give you the final word. We mentioned Medicaid expansion. Clearly, you have spoken against it, although, as you point out, you've said this openly, because the voters approved it, you'll work to find the funding. You just don't want it to come from Mizzou. Your opponent, Representative Baker, has called for Medicaid expansion. She's been critical of you on that issue, citing the Boonville Hospital closing and some other hospitals around the state as well. How do you respond to that?
Well, Medicaid expansion wouldn't keep any rural hospital open, and there's no data to back that up. I do think the infusion of federal dollars could have postponed the inevitable in some cases. Boonville Hospital closed because of mismanagement, and mismanagement that my opponent wasn't willing to call out. She would rather, you know, talk about Medicaid expansion as being the guinea pig, when clearly it was clear that the folks who were managing the Boonville Hospital didn't have the best interest of that community at heart. So, you know, when that happened, we sprung into gear and we got the University of Missouri involved quickly and got a couple of their doctors under the University of Missouri umbrella so that we can continue to have care over there. I mean, look, the reality is the idea that the folks in that 100 to 133% federal poverty window having coverage, that's a good thing. And there's, I don't know anybody who says that that's not a good thing, honestly. And I'm certainly not one of those people. But it does cost money, and I think the flaw in the way that my opponent has portrayed this is that, you know, saying that it's not going to cost money. But even the Missouri Hospital Association and others who pushed that proposal on the ballot, they don't refute the fact that it's going to cost money in the short term. And so, I mean, I think a conservative estimate is $300 to $500 million in the first 5 years. that's got to come from somewhere. And hopefully the economy grows. Hopefully we get past COVID. Hopefully we've got new tax dollars, streaming in. But that money's got to come from somewhere. And again, I think it's probably one of the most distinctive contrasts between, having the Senate Majority Leader as the senator from Mid-Missouri or having a rank-and-file member of the minority with no relationships with any of the colleagues. I mean, I think it is a black-and-white issue as it relates to our ability as a community to fight off that potential reality of the money coming from Mizzou. And so, it's important for this area, and it's important for us to make sure that if we're going to implement Medicaid expansion, where the voters clearly said that they wanted, that we do it in a way that doesn't hurt other really critical resources in Missouri, and obviously Mizzou is paramount in that conversation.
I'm going to give you the final word, Senate Majority Leader Caleb Browden. I know you're very busy. Anything you would like to add for our listeners, feel free.
Yeah, I mean, it has been an honor to serve in these last 4 years. I'm really proud of the things that we've accomplished, the being in that role and finding ways to, find consensus on a whole host of really, really tough issues has been something that, I've been really proud of, and I think something that served this community well. I think this isn't too important of a time on the back end of COVID-19 and just not knowing exactly what the world is going to look like on the back end. I think it's too important of a time to trade in, that influence in Jefferson City for something else. And I certainly understand, that people see things increasingly in a partisan world, under a partisan lens, but I just think there's more to the story in this race, and that's why we've got the support of a lot of Democrats here in Mid-Missouri, and hopefully the reason why we're going to be successful on Tuesday.